Arla Perk Bays, Mishnah Test. Sor shel chulin shenafel asoich isa v'chimtza, if a seor shel chulin fell into dough and it was mechametz the dough. So here it already was mechametz, not like the previous Mishnah. It already leavened the dough. V'yacha kach nafel seor shel truma, and then afterwards seor shel truma fell in after it was already leavened dough. O seor shel kilei kerem, or seor shel kilei kerem fell in afterwards. V'yesh bo kedei lechametz. And the seor of the kilei kerem or truma had enough of a shear that it could be mechametz dough in general. Now this dough already was leavened dough. Nevertheless, osur, it's osur. Why is that? So the Rav says, because it's fitting to be mechametz other doughs. So you can actually take this very heavily leavened dough that has a lot of yeast and chimutz in it, and it's very powerful, and you can be mechametz other doughs. Therefore, this dough is osur. But Rabbi Shimon Mater, is it why? So the Rav is mashma. The reason is because of nosin tam lifgam. Because the flavor that's imparted into this dough from the truma, since it was already made into a dough that already rose, now you're putting extra seor. So this extra seor, the flavor, imparts a negative flavor. It's too much. It's nosin tam lifgam. It's poigim the dough. It's an unpleasant flavor in the dough. And because of that, Rabbi Shimon holds its mutter. And like we said, the Chum held that even though it's nice in tam lefgam, and normally it's mutter, since it can leaven other dough, because of the concentrate of leaven in it, therefore, according to the Chum, it's still usr. And the Rav says the halach is like the Chachamim.